I give anyway, I don't know what you
want. Your name?
Lizzie.
And your address?
Greenville Route 1, Box.
And the name of this community?
Well, I guess you'd call it the Shady Girl Community. As far as I know, but some calls it Eardew, so I don't know which one. Right. It don't make any difference, I don't get.
Which are you closer to, Shady Grove or Eardew?
I'm close to Eardew. It's about 2 miles to Eardew now. It's about 4 to Shady Grove.
How far from Greenville?
Oh, I don't know about. Might be 10 miles.
You're just on their mail route?
Mm-hmm. Mail comes out here to the box.
Mm-hmm. And the name of this county?
Taylor.
And where were you born?
Over here in Madison County.
That's how far away?
Well, just right out there, just...
It's right out in toward that field?
Yeah, that my mailbox is in Madison County. That road's in Madison County.
But you would just... How many miles away would you say?
Oh, it ain't just... I say half a mile away at that old house where I was born at. Just about a half a mile. I'll say a half a mile.
And your age?
78. I'll be 79 in December.
And the church you go to?
Shady Grove Baptist.
And tell me about the work that you've done.
Honey, I ain't done nothing on the cooking and washing, working the farm.
Well, tell me something about what you were telling me yesterday about when you had to work when you were young.
Oh, yeah, when I worked with my daddy and mama.
Yeah.
I had to do all the, you might say, the washing, mm-hmm. the ironing, and then I do all that, and then I go to the field and work tonight. Yeah. See, my mother had 6 beds, I think it was. And then she taken the sheets off of the bottom. I washed them. And then she put the top and bottom and put on top cleaning, you see. And mm-hmm. I had washed all them pillow cases. And all for the whole family. There was 8 of us in the family. Mm-hmm. And I'd do that, and I had to wash them out, like this. Mm-hmm. And beat them out on a block because they didn't have no washboards and no washing machines in there. And then we had pure old ice soap to put it in the water to boil. Hot water, you know, put fire in the pot, boil and push it down and get dirt out of them. That's the way we wash. That's right. You may not believe, but it's right. And I don't know how many years we did that until they got different soap then, you know. Mm-hmm. This year, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, they got a different kind of boiler out of store. And then we got using it, and then from that on, we got using different kind of wash your face with. Mm-hmm. We didn't know nothing about all this year stuff, you know, to put on your face. And we went, we looked all, we thought all right too then. Because we didn't have that. And you know what? I wore old Brogan shoes, up like this, you know, top. That's what I broke. My mama wouldn't buy me no slippers or nothing. And I said when I got married, I wasn't going to have no more of them old high tops. So I bought me a pair of slippers when I got married. And I've been wearing slippers ever since. I ain't never put on another pair of high-top shoes.
Those Brogan shoes, you made them yourself?
No, we bought them out of the store. My mom and daddy bought them out of the store. And they were so heavy to wear, but I had to wear them. And then when I got older and I married, I said I wasn't going to wear them anymore, and I did. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, back then they made all us wear these old long undershirts, you know. Mm-hmm. And when May come, you couldn't...